I'm Steve Miller reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron is arriving in the United States Monday for a state visit with U.S. President Donald Trump. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Macron said the 2015 Iran nuclear deal would be one topic of conversation.
I want to fight against ballistic missiles. I want to contain their influence in the region. So my point is to say, don't leave now the JCPOA as long as you have not a better option for nuclear. And let's complete it with ballistic missile and regional containment.
Macron is also expected to discuss Syria and Trump's new aluminum and steel tariffs. Jeff Custer reports that South Korea has halted anti-North Korean propaganda broadcasts in the demilitarized zone.
In a statement, Seoul's defense ministry said that South Korea turned off its broadcasts Monday to ease military tensions and establish an environment for peaceful talks. It said Seoul hopes the decision will lead to both sides stopping slander and propaganda activities. The move comes amid a recent thaw in animosities, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un trying to reach out to Seoul in Washington after conducting his country's sixth and most powerful nuclear test and three long-range missile test launches last year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters on Monday that the goal of talks between North Korean leader and Kim Jong between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump.
The ultimate goal is denuclearization. They've already started making some steps that we feel are progress, but we certainly know we have a long way to go.
Talks are expected to take place in late May or early June of this year. This is VOA News. Armenia's Prime Minister Serzh Sarkisyan resigned on Monday after mass protests against his election, seen as a blatant power grab by the opposition. After serving for a decade as president, Sarkisyan was last week elected prime minister by lawmakers in a move the opposition said was designed to extend his rule under a new parliamentary system of the government. Sarkisyan, a shrewd former military officer, was first elected president of the impoverished Moscow-allied country in 2008. The sole surviving suspect from the 2015 Paris terror attacks has received a 20-year sentence over a gunfight with police officers. Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Brussels court has found 2015 Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam and an accomplice guilty of attempted murder over shots fired at police as they sought to avoid arrest in a Brussels suburb. The judgment says the terror character was clearly established in the March 2016 shooting, 4 months after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. Consequently, the court has handed both Abdeslam and the accomplice the maximum 20-year sentence. Abdeslam is being held in a prison in northern France. It's unclear precisely when he'll face trial over the Paris attacks. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Kate Middleton, the wife of Britain's Prince William, gave birth to a baby boy Monday. London's town crier made the announcement.
Buckingham Palace, we'll be announced the birth of a newly born royal prince on this St. George's Day, AD 2018. God save the Queen!
It's the couple's third child, who is fifth in line for the throne. The boy is also the couple's second son. Authorities in Afghanistan say the latest Taliban and Islamic State attacks have killed 19 people, mostly government security forces. Taliban insurgents attacked a registration center for potential voters late Sunday in the northwestern Badghis province, killing 9 Afghan National Army soldiers and wounding 2 others. A senior police official for the provincial security told VOA the slain personnel were deployed at the center to beef up its security in the wake of a recent attack on the building that killed a police guard. Rival forces from Somalia's army shot at each other in the capital of Mogadishu Monday. Soldiers and residents said that one group was trying to storm a training center the United Arab Emirates left behind after it ended a training program there. The clash was an indication of the difficulty in rebuilding unified security forces for a state where centralized authority collapsed in 1991. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.